Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager expects to do a few select campaign appearances for Howard Dean as chair of his Wisconsin campaign for president. Lautenschlager admires Dean's campaign and thinks others should mimic his efforts getting ordinary citizens involved in politics.
Grassroots campaigns that are in contact with everyday citizens and everyday voters. Campaigns that are focused on raising money from many and not just from a few special and powerful interests.
Lautenschlager was elected last year as Wisconsin's first female attorney general and is the first AG in the country to endorse Dean. UW-Madison political scientist Ken Goldstein says her endorsement may be a blow to other Democratic candidates, but not necessarily a big one.
We're not going to sit here in November and say that this won the presidency for Howard Dean, but there's been continuing momentum with the Dean campaign, and this is just another sign that he is the candidate to beat.
One of the other eight Democratic candidates, Wes Clark, has the backing of Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. Governor Jim Doyle has not picked a favorite yet. The Dean camp has said that Democratic rivals were late in taking him seriously. Goldstein agrees, pointing out Dean went from a blip in most early polls to a front runner. However, Wisconsin spokesperson for the Clark campaign disagrees. Nick Burning also discounts the importance of Dean getting the state attorney general's endorsement.
We will be up on TV soon, and Wes Clark is coming to the state again on the 28th, and he's going to be coming more.
Dean, meanwhile, has a fifth trip planned to Wisconsin and intends to run more 30-minute commercial biographies. The last one cost nearly as much as it generated in donations. Goldstein expects other candidates to follow suit as an attempt to cut through the campaign clutter of ordinary political ads. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.